Okay, thank you for the question. It's not so easy because the kind of teaching method and tools that we can use depends a lot on the number of students. Okay, so we have to do a difference between courses with a huge number of students and courses with more with less number of students. What I mean is that at Politecnico, it's normal to have courses with more than 150 students for each class. So you can understand that it's quite difficult to have the possibility to use really innovative methods or to have a one-to-one approach with the students. Anyway, we are introducing some digital technologies, of course, as most of the university in the world, I think. So we are using video online. We can record the lectures. We can use blackboards with electronic blackboards and video camera in the class and so on. This is quite normal for us in this moment. So the basic to have an improvement of the teaching activity with new technology, of course, is to have a dotation of tools in the classes. After that, what I imagine talking about different courses and hopefully to do with courses with less people, and I'm telling you, it's the basic is that we have to consider which kind of student we are receiving. Okay, the students that we are receiving are year after year the son and the daughter of the internet and the period, the age of imaging. So in this case, we cannot compare. We cannot give them the classic lecture with people, with a professor that is speaking for hours in front of them. That's the basic is that you have to use the digital tools to prepare in a better way the lecture. From my point of view, to have some standard of lectures that can be used as support, and move to guarantee to have a differentiation between our kind of universities and digital or online university. Basically, for the fact that we have students in the classes. I mean, the fact that the students are in the classes should be an advantage for us, not a limitation. So I think that we have to create a part of courses in which the digital technologies, the possibility to create videos and record the lecture should be compared and used together with the work team, project works, and direct activity of the student with tutors. This is, anyway, is more difficult when you have classes so big, as I told you, but it's an effort that we have to do. So, digital instruments, okay, most that you can, for the standard lecture, for the theory, for the explanation in a very good way, and class activities, in practical activities for the other part, for the application, for the development of the concepts.